to Boston school on winter's day. The children trudge from far away and thread their clothes, no hats upon their heads. They shivered with cold and fear in their draughty classroom drear. They longed to be back home tucked in their beds. Kitty Higton felt their cold, Kitty Higton shared their fear, so she bravely lit the schoolroom fire. The fire, the fire, she lit the schoolroom fire. Kitty Higton bravely lit the schoolroom fire. Kitty taught the children well, she didn't threaten them with hell. She taught them how to think but not to pray. She helped them value school more than just a moral rule. She taught them how to think and how to play. Kitty Higton thought it right not to teach by means of fright, and she bravely lit the children's fire. The fire, the fire, she lit the children's fire. Kitty Higton bravely lit the children's fire. Tom Higton helped his wife at the school throughout his life, and helped the village workers find their boys. He fought the Boston rector, likewise the school inspector, and as counselor he was the village choice. Tom Higton learned a hard on, the village took a stand. He bravely lit the workers' fire. The fire, the fire, he lit the workers' fire. Tom Higton bravely lit the workers' fire. Attempts were made to ban Kitty Higton and her man, with charges based on threatened children's lies. The pair were forced to leave, which made all the village grieve, and caused the children all to go on strike. They refused to go to school, disobeyed the rector's rule. The children lit the Boston fire. The fire, the fire, they lit the Boston fire. The children lit the Boston fire. Working folk throughout the land heard the news and lent a hand, and sent money a new school for to build. The strike school soon appeared, and just as the rector feared, with village children it was quickly filled. Oh, the strike school lost its